Okay, so this is the big one. This is chapter 7, where Grandma gets the medicine. Grandma sat hunched in her chair by the window. The wicked little eyes followed George closely as he crossed the room towards her.
"You're late," she snapped.
"I don't think I am, Grandma."
"Don't interrupt me in the middle of a sentence," she shouted.
"But you'd finished your sentence, Grandma."
"There you go again," she cried. "Always interrupting and arguing. You really are a tiresome little boy. What's the time?"
"It's exactly 11 o'clock, Grandma."
"You're lying as usual. Stop talking so much and give me my medicine. Shake the bottle first, then pour it into the spoon and make sure it's a whole spoonful."
"Are you going to gulp it all down in one go?" George asked her. "Or will you sip it?"
"What I do with it is none of your business," the old woman said. "Fill the spoon."
As George removed the cork and began very slowly to pour the thick brown stuff into the spoon, he couldn't help thinking back upon all the mad and marvellous things that had gone into making this crazy stuff. The shaving soap, the hair remover, the dandruff cure, the automatic washing machine powder, the flea powder for dogs, the shoe polish, the black pepper, the horseradish sauce, and all the rest of them, not to mention the powerful animal pills and powders and liquids. And then the brown paint. "Open your mouth wide, Grandma," he said, "and I'll pop it in." The old hag opened her small wrinkled mouth, showing disgusting pale brown teeth. "Here we go," George cried out. "Swallow it down." He pushed the spoon well into her mouth and tipped the mixture down her throat. Then he stepped back to watch the result. It was worth watching. Grandma yelled, and her whole body shot up, whoosh, into the air. It was exactly as though someone had pushed an electric wire through the underneath of her chair and switched on the current. Up she went, like a jack-in-the-box, and she didn't come down. She stayed there, suspended in mid-air, about 2 feet up, still in a sitting position, but rigid now, frozen, quivering, eyes bulging, hair standing straight up on end.
Is there something wrong, Grandma?" George asked her politely. "Are you all right?"
Suspended up there in space, the old girl was beyond speaking. The shock that George's marvellous mixture had given her must have been tremendous. You'd have thought she'd swallowed a red-hot poker the way she took off from that chair. Then she came back down with a plop into her seat.
"Call the fire brigade," she shouted suddenly. "My stomach's on fire."
"It's just the medicine, Grandma."